during an arrest in central Queensland. Officers were investigating an armed robbery north of the Mackay and attempted to arrest a 25-year-old man on an unrelated matter before the 40-year-old man and 22-year-old woman reacted by punching and choking police. They're due to appear in court today. In sport, Panthers back rower Bryce Cartwright has been named in Jersey 21 and will race the clock to be fit for Saturday's match against the Eels. Cartwright could be the only change to the Penrith 17, who have won just the once from five games in his absence. Cristiano Ronaldo has scored a hat-trick to take his Champions League record tally to 100 goals, with Real Madrid prevailing 4-2 over 10-man Bayern Munich in the UEFA quarter-final match. Real Madrid progressed to the semis on an aggregate of 6-3. Atletico Madrid are also through after a 1-1 draw with Leicester. They won 2-1 on aggregate. And the men's surfing champion could be decided today at Bells Beach, with organisers to make the call a bit later if conditions hold. The Rip Curl Pro has resumed in 2-metre surf with the non-elimination fourth round. Aussies Mick Fanning, Owen Wright and Joel Parkinson are among the 12 surfers still in contention, along with world champion John Florence. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Bowled off the school holidays AMF with an original fun pass. Two games, two higher, five arcane bucks for only $19.90 per person. Search AMF Bowling. Now, DY Pittwater Road, Oaks Avenue, we've got a truck breakdown with the M5 heavy, still Belmore Road, down towards the M5 East Tunnel. Over at Leppington, the Camden Valley Way, we're looking at a high volume of traffic just past Denham Court Road, heading north towards Cow Pasture Road. C4th over the Spit Bridge, that's looking at the goods, no major concerns there after a busy morning. The 40 weeks, 40 hour sale is on, up to 40% off big brand mattresses, bedroom furniture, and more. Hurry, it's on for 40 hours, must end Sunday, only at 40 weeks. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tam's Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
Ready for the 2017 Darley Scone Cup Carnival?
Friday, May 12, features the Cup, the English 2-year-old Challenge and the Noel Leckie Country Cup.
Saturday the 13th is highlighted by the English 3-year-old Guineas, Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic and four listed races, plus fashion and fun galore.
Book your hospitality package or race day tickets now at sconeraceclub.com.au and be trackside for City Class Racing Country Style, May 12 and 13.
April is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. astivita.com.au. That's astivita.com.au. Use the word radio for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, it's 10:06. This is Kevin Wolfe in the chair today. Looking forward to the next few hours as we get our teeth stuck into Wyong. Then we'll have a look at the Bathurst Harness Racing Program. We've got Wentworth Park Greys with Tim Newbold. We have Bendigo with Warren Huntley, Murray Bridge, Peter Ellis, Ipswich, Bernie Cooper, all to come in the next couple of hours or so. Plenty of winners to be found, but New South Wales focusing on the Wyong meeting midweek. And we have track manager Phil Robinson. Phil, good morning.
How you going?
Look, going well. Look, it's a beautiful day. It's been magnificent weather for a good week or so. How's it looking? We've got a good four?
Yeah, we've got a good four still. We had a small shower about half an hour ago. A bit of cloud cover, but it's nothing that will affect the track too badly.
How long since you've raced on it?
We raced about a week ago, a week and a half ago.
All righty. And you're happy with what you've got set since then in terms of your irrigation and your sun? It's all looking lovely?
Yeah, we had plenty of rain before. And so in the last 7 days, it's worn away to, we've only had a mill, so it's perfect.
Beautiful.
It will.
Bring on the good racing today.
Yeah.
Good on you. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. Phil Robinson, as you said, it's in fine form. It's a good four. Joined by some legendary performers here this morning. Ray Thomas. Hello, Ray.
Oh, good morning, Kev. Good morning, everyone. Isn't it great to hear a good four for Wyong today? We've had so many wet tracks over the last couple of months, and Kev, I'm sort of banking on a few of my selections today are horses coming off pretty indifferent runs last starts on heavy 10 tracks. I think they'll be much better suited today at Wyong on a good surface.
All righty, we have Jared Middleton from tab.com.au with us. Morning, Jared.
Good morning, Kev. Ray, great to be on this morning. Beautiful day, isn't it great to see? And, of course, a nice little precursor today. Wong, head of the Sydney Cup too on Saturday, and those final fields will be out shortly as well. So keep an eye on tab.com.au for the final field markets there. But some good activity betting-wise at Wyong today. Of course, the good track helps.
All righty, and the final part of our trifecta, Paul Joyce. Good morning, mate.
G'day, Kev. Long time no speak. My old partner in crime on the rack.
Yeah.
How are you?
Mate, I'm well. It's been a while. Nice to have you on the show again. And, mate, nice work with your tips on Monday. I know you cleaned up your tips you gave out. I think your specials, two firsts and a second. Not a bad day.
Close to the clean sheet there, but not quite. Today, interesting day. We don't get to Wyong often, but the fact that we've got a good track excites me, so I'm keen for a couple of bets up there today for sure.
All right. Well, we have an 8-race card, some small fields. There's only 4 scratchings, which is good. So competitive racing ahead. The rail is true on a good 4. Now, the first gentleman is due at, what time this afternoon? 25-1, a field of 5 over the 1350, Jared.
Okay, number 1, Miami Dade, $3.90. Lucky Fish, the $2.50 favourite. Our Beatnik, $5. Surf and Safari, $6.50. And Veniloquio, also $6.50. The move here comes in the form of Surf and Safari, number 4, opened $11, was $9.50 this morning, and into the $6.50.
Yeah, not sure if it'll lead here, Jared. Obviously, Lucky Fish likes to be out in front, the favourite. But Surf and Safari has led on occasion, generally on the soft and heavy track. So he could provide some pressure up front. The other 3, Miami Dade, Our Beatnik and Veniloquio, they all tend to settle back off the pace, right?
Yeah, I can see Lucky Fish pretty much dictating here, Paul. Just the 5 runners, as you said, and he comes off a really good effort at Newcastle when he resumed. Led for a long way. Hesco Gold sort of stalked him, ambushed him late, but Lucky Fish didn't lie down, fought back right to the wire, beaten in a photo. Just the run of the race stuff today, Paul. If he gets one of the couple of easy sectionals mid-race, Tommy Berry, I think with a short run home here at Wyong from the turn, Lucky Fish can pinch this. A couple, though, I am worried about. 3-hour Beatnik resuming today. He's a horse who has sprinted well previously in the past. He won at Scone one day at the 1,300 metres first up with a blinding finish. I'm not sure if Wyong will suit his racing pattern, but against that, just 4 horses to pass. So he comes off a couple of really good trials. His most recent one at Warwick Farm on a heavy track. He's a much better horse on top of the ground. So he strikes conditions to suit today, number 3, Our Beatnik. Number 1, Miami Dade. I know his record shows his 3 career wins have been at 1,600 metres, and he's only been placed 1 in 3 previous first up attempts, but a couple of those runs have been excellent comeback efforts, particularly one at Warwick Farm last preparation when he was beaten a length and 3/4 into 5th spot. That was back in November, and he could have finished right in the money with any sort of clear galloping room. He's a horse who can sprint well fresh and comes off a really good recent Warwick Farm trial win. Veniloquio is the best of the rest. I think Lucky Fish, though, Paul, run of the race stuff, is the horse to beat in the first 2, 3, 1, and 5.
Yeah, look, I've gone 3, 2, 1, and 5. I'll gamble on Our Beatnik at the better odds. I loved his last trial at Warwick Farm. That was on a heavy track, and I'm convinced he's better on top of the ground. His 2 career victories have come on good tracks, which he'll get today. The query is the 1350 around a tight track like Wyong. Ray said it best there, only a field of 5. Hopefully there's no traffic problems. And if Blake Shin can find a clear run with him turning for home, I think he's got the ability to win this race. Number 2, Lucky Fish. Just taking $2.50 about a horse that's won 1 from 16 is my query. But 5 of those starts have been on soft or heavy tracks, and he definitely doesn't get through that going. So back on top of the ground is a huge plus for him. And if he does get any soft sectionals in front, he'll take plenty of catching. I've got a bit of a gap to number 1, Miami Dade. I think he's better over further, and the 1350 around here, he'll probably find them a bit nippy first up. And Veniloquio, well, it's a bit the same with him. He'll get back and run on, but I don't think he'll be sharp enough, the 8-year-old, to beat some of these younger, lightly raced horses. So I've got it down to a race in 2. Number 3 on top, Our Beatnik, to beat 2, 1 and 5.
All righty, Paul, 3, 2, 1, 5. Ray, 2, 3, 1, 5. Number 4's been brushed big time. Let's go to Wyong for race 2. 10 past 1, a field of 7 over 1,000.
Number 1, Once More a Lady, is the $2.60 favourite. How Sweet It Is, $5.50. Party House, $6. Difficult to Get, $6. Brood War, $6. Planet's Princess, $10. All the flutter, $18. Look, dollar-wise, comfortably best backed is our favourite. Once More a Lady. And the only other one they're really entertaining here, it's been a good firmer, is number four, Difficult to Get. We opened $11, $9 this morning, touched $5.50, just back half a point to $6. In saying that, we're holding four times more on Once More a Lady.
Yeah, well, Difficult to Get, the 1,000-metre specialist here, Jared. Speed-wise, Party House off the inside gate. I think she can lead. Difficult to Get will go forward. Brood War will press on, and Planet's Princess is drawn off the track. So those three horses drawn out, Ray, I expect they'll have to go forward, but I don't think they'll cross and lead Party House.
Yeah, I think Once More Lady just stalks them, doesn't she, Paul? Look, comes off a couple of terrific trials, the most recent trial on the synthetic track at Warwick Farm. Gee, she looks sharp. And resuming today, she is a city winner. She won at Warwick Farm back in November, beating a smart filly in Nonpareil, and has been placed twice around Gosford. So, look, just a small field again, and as Paul suggested, she'll just sit off the speed, stalk them, and if she can bring that trial form, and indeed her form last preparation to Wyong today, look, I think she'll win and win this pretty comfortably. What her clearly on top, number one, Once More a Lady, a smart filly, well placed against her own age today. Number five, Brood War, really good run first up at Gosford. Chased home a promising type in Zonk that day in the maiden and got to the line particularly well. She'll improve off that. Stepping up to this race, I think she's definitely a danger to Once More Lady. Has that race fitness on her side. Three Party House, as Paul suggested, probably leads here or be right up on the speed. Comes off two good wins at Goulburn and Canberra. This is a bit tougher, but she's a filly in form. And number six, Planet's Princess. I know it wasn't a strong maiden at Canberra, but I did like the way she found the line that day. I think she's an improver. Perhaps shows a couple a little bit better than her today, including the top weight, number one, Once More a Lady. Gee, I was impressed by her trial win, Paul. Got her clearly on top in the second. 1, 5, 3, and 6.
Yeah, look, I've gone 3, 1, 5, and 4. I tossed up between these top two, but I just thought Party House offered the much better value at the $6. Being in front from barrier one around 1,000 metres at Wyong is the place to be. She'll be there. She's coming in here with two straight wins, so she's got the fitness edge over Joe Pride's filly. So I'm just leaning her way in terms of value. But number one, Once More a Lady, look, she's definitely city class. She won her maiden in town at Warwick Farm by two lengths, beating some strong fillies behind her. There's been plenty of winners come out of that race. As Ray said, she's trialled well. She's just got to carry the 60.5 kilos and give a bit of a head start to Party House. But she's certainly good enough to do it. Number five, Brood War. I was impressed with this run behind Zonk. We'll see Zonk later in the day, so he won't get a good read on the form this early. But I expect Zonk to run well, as most punters do as well, so the form should hold up there. And number four, Difficult to Get. When I said a 1,000-metre specialist, she's had five goes at the trip for two wins and three placings. So it's hard to leave her out of your top few. I've gone 3, 1, 5, and 4 in the second.
All right, race two, Ray, is 1, 5, 3, 6. Paul, 3, 1, 5, 4. The third comes up at 1:45 over 13:50. The one scratching here is number 12, Military Express. Jared, a field of 11.
And no deduction for the scratching there. Number one, Our Mantra, $3.40 favourite. Two, Barbary, 14. Bidwee, $4.80. Ikaba, 14. Tangled, $5. Triumph Star, 15. Venice Season, 41. Expired Time, 81. San Francisco, 8. Table Mountain, $17. Legal Girl is $6, and number 12 is out. Look, they want the top two in the market here. It's nearly dollar for dollar, holding slightly more on Our Mantra from Bidwee.
All right, speed-wise, they're the two on pace, Our Mantra and Bidwee. They'll both come across from those sort of mid to outside draws. The only other one that may keep up with them could be Legal Girl, who's drawn inside them. I've got her maybe box seating here, right?
Yeah, I've got the three Bidwee on top from the one Our Mantra here, Paul. I mentioned earlier I was with a few horses today who are coming off in different runs on heavy 10 tracks last. This is one of them, Bidwee. Look, I'm convinced he just didn't get through the going that day at Warwick Farm when he ran fourth behind Devolving. He was coming off two placings in Victoria. Team Hawk switched him to Sydney. Significant, there was a good on-course move for this colt before the race. He was back from $5 into $3.80, but as I said, he just didn't get through the going. You've got to give him another chance. His trial at Rose Hill prior to that Warwick Farm run I thought was super. And just set the odds on leading number three, Bidway's Way, from number one, Our Mantra, who was really good chasing Sanctioned when resuming at Newcastle in that March 29 race, and tried very hard. Sanctioned had the inside rail where you wanted to be that day, and it just zoomed away from a very game Our Mantra, who beat home Reflectivity, who's a promising horse. So he brings the right form line for this race and is the deserving favourite, definitely the horse to beat. Of the others, I thought number 11 here in Legal Girl, pretty handy effort first up in a strong race in that devolving race, also on the heavy 10. She's drawn the right gate here. Should just camp up just in behind the leaders and might run a race at odds. And of the rest, Paul, I was taking my number 5, Tangled, first up run there at Newcastle in that sanctioned race. He hit the line well. Look, he might need a bigger track to show his best, but he'll improve off that and comes off a nice trial too off that Newcastle run into this. So competitive race, but I think the 3, Bidwee, and the 1, Our Mantra, are the horses to beat. I've got 3 on top from 1, 11, and 5 in the third.
Well, we can box up our first 4 here, Ray, but we won't get rich and retire. I've gone 11, 1, 3, and 5. I'll go with Legal Girl at the good odds. She's had the 2 starts here at Wyong. That was at her first campaign. She finished 6th in the 2-year-old Magic Millions race here behind Madonati and Single Bullet. She was only beaten 4.5 lengths, and I just don't think the depth of form through any of these rivals could match that. We must forgive the first up flop at Warwick Farm, however. That was on a heavy 10. She was beaten 11 lengths, so that's why we're getting the price. Well, I'd have to say if she hadn't had that first up run on a heavy 10 and been safe for this, she'd be a lot shorter than the $6. I'll gamble on Legal Girl number 11 to beat the 1, Our Mantra. Top effort resuming at Newcastle behind Sanctioned. That will prove a strong form race. Hasn't yet, but I expect it will. The 3, Bidwee, similar story. Got to forgive the first up run on a heavy 10. His Melbourne form before that was only maiden grade, so I don't think it was as good as Legal Girl's. And number 5, Tangled, who hit the line hard in the Newcastle race first up. Well, we're expecting that form to hold up. 11 on top at the odds to beat 1, 3 and 5.
All right, race 3, 1, 11, 5. Paul, 11, 1, 3 and 5. Race 4, the last leg of the early quaddy at 20 past 2 over 1,000 metres, a field of 8.
And number 1, Postmaster General, $3.30. Good Time Charlie, 10. Dissolute, 9. Palladian, $4.80. Number 5, Pedway, $5.50. Number 6, Best Guess, $3. Favourite. Solo Gypsy, 34. Halliday Road, 41. Comfortably best backed here, in fact, accounts for almost half the money in the market with tab.com.au, is number 1, Postmaster General. Next best backed is the favourite Best Guess, and there's been a good move for Pedway. Number 5 opened $8, was $7 this morning. He did touch $4.80, just back to $5.50.
Yeah, good speed here, as you'd expect, over 1,000 metres. Postmaster General and Best Guess, the 2 favourite runners. I expect them to rip across and find the front. The roughies, Halliday Road, Solo Gypsy, close up, and horses such as Good Time Charlie and even Pedway won't be far off them, Ray. So a fast run, 1,000 metres.
Yeah, and both Postmaster General and Best Guess come off impressive last start wins at the Provincials. Postmaster General just zipped around the wire on 1,000, didn't he, Paul, in April 16 to beat Dissolute by 2 lengths and beat him comfortably, carrying 59. Goes up the extra half kilo here, but I'm okay with that. It's only 1,000 metres, and Paul suggested he'll cross from gate 5, will lead, but Best Guess will probably sit outside of him. I think they're the 2 to beat. I'm leaning towards Postmaster General. I think over the 1,000 metres, he's slightly favoured ahead of Best Guess, who, look, he was really good at Gosford. It was only his second run. He put a margin between himself and Mandalize late, and they gapped the rest. He won his maiden convincingly by a widening 3.25 lengths. That was 1,100 metres. Back to 1,000 here. He just did a couple of things wrong in the straight, and that's probably due to his inexperience. He's only had the 2 runs, very lightly raced, but he's a talent Best Guess, and if he puts it all together today, he'll give Postmaster General a run for their money. It should be an interesting contest, this. Of the rest, Paul, I thought number 4, Palladian, was one to watch here. He's got some good form lines in strong races back in the spring. He was actually sent to Melbourne and ran in a couple of stakes races when well beaten, but he did win nicely at Warwick Farm back in October, and he's a horse who comes off a couple of soft trials. He's going well, and the good track suits. And number 2, Good Time Charlie, was really good late last year and eventually broke through at Warwick Farm. The 1,000 metres first up, probably not in his favour, but he'll get through a line hard late. And the 2 last start winners of the horses to beat here, Paul, I'm leaning towards 1, Postmaster General, to beat the 6 Best Guess. 1, 6, 4 and 2 in race 4.
Yeah, very similar numbers, Ray. 1, 6, 2 and 4. I'm with Postmaster General here. I love the way he accelerated first up into the turn. length at the Wyong 1000. He just put a couple of lengths on them and then kept going strongly. He'll make his way to City Pass for sure, this Mark Newnham galloper. The sixth best guess, obvious danger. The market says it's the favourite. I'll just have a little bit of a query. Coming from the heavy and soft tracks back on top of the ground, he is a sniffer stunt. And as a general rule, they do love the soft going. So that's my little niggle with him, apart from the fact he's coming back in trip. Number two, Good Time Charlie. Well, it's hard to fault his last preparation. Never outside the top two. He'll be pouncing on them late if they happen to carve each other up in front. And the four Palladian being gelded, he'll be another one just waiting, hoping these leaders bring themselves undone. I'll go 1, 6, 2, and 4.
All righty, Ray there, 1, 6, 4, 2, Paul, 1, 6, 2, 4. Pretty similar so far in all races. Race 5 is the first leg of the Quaddie at 5-3. By the way, Darren Flindell selections. We'll get Darren on the phone just after 11 o'clock, see what he thinks about the meeting as well. But in the fifth at Wyong here, over 1,350. No scratchings in a field of 8, Jared.
Number 1, Medellin, $4.40. Crown Him, 34. Aquatic, 8. Passage of Time, 5.50. Submissive, $8. Number 6, Zonk, is the $2.30 favourite. Ribbon of Choice, 51. White Moss, $8.50. Really good push for Zonk today. $2.90 into $2.30. Comfortably best backed here. Next best backed quite a way away, though. White Moss did open $11 and touch 7. Back out to $8.50 now with all that money coming for Zonk.
Well drawn, Jared, in one, because all of the speed's obviously going to come across in front of her. Medlin's an on-pace runner, as is Submissive. Passage of Time will be right there. And White Moss, the horse you just mentioned, outside the lead to win last start. So good speed drawn outside Zonk, who should just tuck in behind them, right?
Yeah, I like the one Medlin and the six Zonk here, Paul. I'm leaning towards Medlin at the odds. I think Jared mentioned 4.40 now for this three-year-old. At his last start in the midweeks at Warwick Farm, he went around at $1.70 favourite, and it was disappointing in the Pianissimo race. But again, I just reiterate, that was a heavy 10 that day. It was a bottomless track, and even though Medlin had won first up on a heavy 9, heavy 10 when it was so wet that day, you've got to forgive horses who failed on that track surface. At his previous start, he just looked a really nice type in the making when he led throughout and dominated his race. On top of the ground today, and the fact I think he'll cross and find the fence here, Paul, I'm giving Medlin another chance, particularly now he's out to the 4.40. I think that's good odds for the one Medlin. Two beat number six, Zonk. Les Bridges' stable was really on fire at the moment, produced a smart filly in Slowburn when at Canterbury on Monday, and Zonk, also very promising, and comes off an excellent win at Gosford when she just zoomed away from them to beat Brood War easily. And as Paul suggests, she's going to get the right run just tucked in behind the leaders with even luck and running from the turn. She'll put it to Medlin all the way down the straight. It'll be a good clash this. 5 Submissive and 4 Passage of Time. I liked his debut win at Kembla, and he's an improving type. Submissive, as Paul suggested, races up on speed and makes her own luck. 1 Medlin on top. I like the odds for in race 5. 1, 6, 5, and 4.
Yeah, I'm going 6, 4, 8, and 3. I think Zonk's a good thing here. I love that first up win off some very strong trials. The only defeat she suffered from her two starts was at the hands of In Times of War, who we saw go very close to winning on Monday and is another smart horse for the Chris Wally Yard. Barrier 1 gives it the final kick here for me. Zonk just trails this speed. Just probably needs a bit of luck turning for home, but Jim Park's riding in terrific form. The 4 Passage of Time, Ray mentioned, great debut win on the heavy track. If he can transfer that to the good track today, here's the danger for me. Number 8, White Moss, impressive win last start here at Wyong. I think she'll definitely improve back on top of the ground today. And number 3, Aquatic, very hard to catch, but he does race best on the back of a fast speed when he can just bludge out the back and save up for one sprint. I think that's how Blakeson will ride him today. 6, 4, 8, and 3 in the fifth.
All right, Ray's 1, 6, 5, 4, Paul 6, 4, 8, 3. Moving across to race 6, the Stayers race on the program, 2,100 the trip, 25-4, no scratchings, 8 runners.
Number 1, Get on the Grange, $7, no return, 4. Sedgen Ho is the $2.60 favourite with Tab. Grafili, 12. Star Zone, 8. Zavina, $6.50. Number 7, New Divide, 16. Ready Street, $21. Pretty quiet betting race at this stage. No return best back, 4.60 into 3.90, just back to $4. And, well, at odds, there's been a few bets for number 7, New Divide. 26 at open, now $16.
Look, I don't think they'll hand up to Sedgen Ho here from the outside gate, but he'll get to the front eventually for Karen McAvoy, and if he doesn't have to do any work, obviously he'll control the tempo in front. Probably no return, a New Divide, the only two capable of offering any resistance early, right?
Yeah, I've got no return, just sort of sitting off Sedge and Hope Paul, hopefully getting the right run. And look, I know it's tough backing a horse who's only won 3 of 27 and a bit of a professional place getter. He's run in the minor placings 10 times, but look, he's rock hard fit. As I said, he's just going to tuck in behind Sedge and Ho and get the right run here. And back to 2100 metres, I'm convinced his best trip's around the 2000 metre mark, Paul, and he's just going to get the right run here. And the other big tick in his favour is back on top of the ground. He's definitely a better horse in firm on firmer surfaces. Last start at Warwick Farm, that heavy 10, he struggled all the way in the more energy race. He's a tough horse. He always runs a consistent race when he's got things in his favour like he has today, and encourage that Jared mentioned there's been a little bit of support for him already this morning in early tab betting. Two, no return on top. Thought number one, Get on the Grange, is the improver, Paul. He's had a couple of free runs back from a spell now and comes off that same Warwick Farm race on that very heavy track last start. He won't be too far off the lead with the claim. Gets in okay with 60 kgs, and on his day, he's a pretty tough campaigner, Get on the Grange. Number six, Zavina. Look, I know her last two wins have been on lane-affected tracks, but she's a mare in form, going well, and the 2100-metre trip is ideal for her. And Sedge and Ho will be improved off that recent run at Newcastle. I just thought the $2.60 here was short enough in early betting. Bit of a gamble here, Paul, on the two, no return. He doesn't win often, but just run-of-the-race stuff might fall his way today. In at race six, I've got two, no return on top for 1, 6, and 3.
Yeah, I'm going 3, 2, 1, and 7. I'm with Sedge and Ho. He'll hopefully he does find the front without doing too much work, and if he does, I think it'll be all over. He won his past one here at Warren by 3.5 lengths over this trip last prep on a good track, and then he jumped into a class two, a benchmark 60, and won by 6.5 with 4.5 lengths back to the third horse. So he's just better than these if he gets his own way in front, and his first up run at Newcastle was spot on for a race like this. The 2-0 return, I will forgive him a little bit, because even though he's only won 3 from 27, it's worth noting that from 19 starts on good tracks, he's finished in the top 3 on 12 occasions. On the soft and heavy, he's only been placed 1 of 8, so he's definitely a dry tracker. The 1, Get on the Grange, steadily working into peak form, and the 7, New Divide, clearly the best roughie, and Jared said there's been a bit of money for him this morning. I'll go 3, 2, 1, and 7.
All righty, Ray there, 2, 1, 6, 3, Paul, 3, 2, 1, 7, race 6. Race 7, at 10 past 4 over the mile, the 1 scratching here, number 4, Countess Marinoff.
Yes, and 16 cents of the win deduction there for the scratching in number 4. Number 1, Chandana, the $3.30 favourite. 2, Eva Luna, $5.50. Fashion Snips, 8. 4 is out. 5, Montagnac, $4.20. 6, Sweet Adeline, $5. 7, Carini, $7.50. Then we go to number 8, My Millie Moo, at $21. Look, the early bets we've taken, it's for a couple of the runners down the list in Carini. It's best back from Fashion Snips, but I do note there's been a nice move today for the 2, Eva Luna. $9 this morning, touch 5, just back half a point now to $5.50.
Yeah, no obvious leader here, Fashion Snips or Carini, the 2 drawn the inside gate. So I expect one of those will take it up. And outside of that, the rest tend to get back. Chandana's got blinkers first time. Maybe that'll change her racing pattern. I'm not sure, Ray. It's a bit of a tricky one to pick.
Yeah, I'm sort of hoping she'll at least settle close, Paul, from that gate 4. A tie should just better lob into the right spot, maybe weigh out one back behind the leaders on Chandana. And look, I'm giving her another chance. I've been on her basically every run this prep. She's run well on each occasion, but she's definitely been inconvenienced by the wet tracks of late. She was third at Warwick Farm on a heavy hate behind Supply and Demand. Then her wheels were spinning a long way out in the Gretna race at Warwick Farm last start on that heavy 10. Back on top of the ground today, 8 previous starts on good tracks for win and 5 placings. She's a handy mare when right, and I think she'll just lob into the right spot here, Paul, and I think she'll just power home late and finish over the top of them. She's out to 1,600 metres too, which I think she'll really enjoy this afternoon. The 1, Chandana, on top. The dangers, Paul, I thought number 5, Montignac, well, everyone saw his last start run this mare. She flew home late behind Lady on the Law here at Wyong on that April 6 meeting. Another who also has better form on top of the ground than she does on wet tracks.